This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Housing units earmarked for low-income residents have virtually no impact on surrounding property values in major U.S. metro areas, according to an analysis of home price data from real estate tracker Trulia, who looked at 3,000 properties. Flights from American Airlines, JetBlue, and United have now begun to Havana. Less than 1% of the U.S. military budget is spent actually equipping and training the fighters themselves. Kingston, Ontario is giving welfare recipients free public transit in 2017. California federal jury found that Walmart violated state wage laws by failing to pay a certified class of truckers for time spent on work-related on-duty tasks, awarding more than $54 million in damages. Conservative government in Britain has recycled a Labour Party proposal to ban fees that rental agents charge tenants, in most cases simply larding up the charges in an already tight market. In India, more than 10 million middle-class Indian families have responded to a Give It Up campaign and volunteered to transfer their small gas subsidy to a mother living below the poverty line. The Indian Petroleum Minister hopes within the years to supply gas to 50 million poor households, calling it energy justice. Veterans for Standing Rock is planning to bring 2,000 veterans to support the protest in the coming week. They've raised over $500,000 to implement their plan to act as human shields for the protesters. John Green, a spokesman for the Take on Wall Street campaign, said anyone concerned about Wall Street billionaires rigging the economy should be terrified at the prospect of a Secretary of the Treasury, Mnuchin. The group was referring to Mnuchin's role in 2009 in buying failed California lender Indy Mac from the government. As chairman, he renamed the bank One West and sold it to CIT, the nation's largest small business lender, in 2015 for more than twice the price that he had paid. FDA has approved drug trials for ecstasy as treatment for post-traumatic stress, where current treatments are unable to help 30-40% of sufferers. 64 million Americans do not make $15 per hour. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.